Good evening. I made it up the steps without tripping anyway. Step in the right direction. As we all know by now, Brother Warnock's going to be out of town. And he did that arm twisting that he talked about this morning. And a couple of us men have been asked to give a short talk. I've always found it somewhat difficult to stand before an audience, whether it be on the table or making announcements. But if you bear with me and help me out here, we'll get through this and hopefully be a good learning experience for us all. If not, I've asked Jim to lock the doors in the back so you can't get out, you're stuck. If we have any visitors in the audience, we'd like to welcome you and just inform you that we have one of the best pulpit preachers in the area, Weldon Warnock. He's one of the best in the business, and we'd like to invite you back again so you can hear and see for yourself just how good this man is. My topic tonight for a few minutes will be on the sin of negligence. Negligence defined as a lack of action or the condition or act of not paying significant attention to, disregard to, indifference, carelessness. Often we think of sin, we think of a sin of action, of doing something wrong. But sin often can be in the form of non-action. Instead of doing something wrong, we can be wrong for doing nothing or very little at all. I'd like to direct your minds to James 4:17 at this time. I'll be reading out the New American Standard. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Hebrews 2:1 through 3 teaches us that if Christians drift along and neglect their salvation, they will not escape punishment. I suggest to you, negligence begins in the heart. For whatever reason, whether it be lack of love, lack of zeal, personal problems, which we all have from time to time, we've lost our zeal maybe for some reason or another. For whatever reason, there's a weakening of our faith. This can result in endangering our souls. We cheat the Lord. Negligence is extremely deceptive and dangerous. If we're not alert and watchful, we can be deceived into a false sense of security. It's possible we may not even realize the slow, gradual drifting away. It may not be obvious at first. I'd like to read 2 Corinthians 13:5. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? We're told here that we're to test ourselves, to examine our faith. Are we being sound and active in our Christianity? We need to ask ourselves that, each and every one of us. One of the main causes of negligence is worldliness, the love of this world. James 4:4 tells us that friendship with the world is hostility towards God. And 1 John 2:15 tells us not to love the world or the things in this world. By allowing worldliness to creep into our lives, a multitude of sins often follow. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, giving in to temptations, and we all have temptations. The Bible teaches us that God will provide an escape. It's up to us to take that route of escape. We're to watch and pray that we may not enter into temptation. We can read this in 1 Corinthians 10:12 through 13, and Matthew 26, verse 41. Weariness. Excuse me. Weariness is another sin that can tempt us and cause us to be negligent. We have all had disappointments and discouragements. We all get tired from time to time. We can read in Galatians 6:9, not to be weary or lose heart in doing good. Now, having looked at some of the causes of negligence, I'd like to turn our attention to the consequences of negligence. The bottom line is we can lose our souls. Whether you're an alien sinner, being neglectful in your obedience to the gospel, or an erring Christian that has given in to temptation, the consequences are being in a lost condition before God. The Bible teaches that even a whole congregation can be negligent. Revelation chapter 3 talks of a congregation neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, and being condemned for it. We here at Knollwood and other congregations must be aware of the dangers of negligence. Titus 3:8 warns us to constantly examine ourselves and be careful to do good. Surely, brethren, we can try to do our very best for the Lord, the perfect Son of God who died for us. We can avoid the sin of negligence if we abstain and maintain. Abstain from the worldly things that hinder good works. Maintain the consistency of doing those good works. Matthew 6, verse 33 teaches us to put God's kingdom first. And by being first, that eliminates second, third, and so on. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." In closing, I'd like to ask us to consider ourselves, all of us in this audience, what condition are we presently in? Are we being neglectful in teaching others? Are we being neglectful in inviting others to church? Or as Weldon talked about this morning, comfort, are we neglecting such an important aspect of our Christian living as comforting others or allowing God to comfort us? We all have that one common goal, to be judged favorably by God. And the Bible teaches us in Revelation 2:10 and Matthew 10:22, we can obtain this goal if we'll be faithful unto death. Thank you.